Lance Jason and he likes to fiddle around. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the Texas sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountain high, high. I wanna ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. I don't mean maybe. Don't fence me in. Don't like barbed wire.
Matt, Asleep at the Wheel with Cole Porter's Don't Fence Me In. Lots of birthdays coming up in just a moment. Joe Negri's birthday is coming up this week. He'll be 98 on June 10th. I don't know, Joe, if you're tuned in or not. Joe is a Saturday Light Brigade listener. And we wish you a very, very happy birthday. Today, June 8th, happy birthday to Adeline. Daddy loves you so very much. Hard to believe this is birthday 6 for you, Adeline Joan Boris. Gabriella of Mars also celebrates today, as does Jacob of Castle Shannon from Cynthia, your mom and your dad David, and Olivia of Carnegie. Tomorrow, June 9th, we have Quinn of Brentwood from Mom, Dad, and Porter, Lynn of Squirrel Hill from your family, and Rebecca of Regent Square. On June 10th, in addition to Joe Negri, we have Margarita of Evan City, Matthew of Moon Township, and Jason from Sally. On June 11th, Ethne of Grove City from Dad Vincent, Nora of Evan City from Mom and Dad, John of Scott Township from wife Sandy and daughter Adrienne. On June 12th, Christopher from your mom and dad, Anna of Calorie from your family, and Addie of East Deer. Happy birthday to you from husband John and all of your family. On June 13th, we have Tyler of McKeesport from Grandma Teresa. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you, Tyler. Michaela of Baden from Mom Shelley and Dad Tony. And it's nice that you're all here in the Baden area. Michaela, not sure where you're living these days. You might be just about anywhere, but I'm glad the Braylick family is back in southwestern Pennsylvania. Maya of Squirrel Hill, happy birthday to you on June 13th. And Joe Kennedy, happy birthday, Joe. On June 14th, we have Robbie Bayshore, Karen of Allison Park, Lark of Point Breeze, Barbara from Allen, and finally Mark of Halsopple, Pennsylvania. Would you like to hear a birthday greeting on the radio? All you need to do is send the information to us. Our address, slb@slbradio.org, or you can go to slbradio.org/radio. Scroll to the bottom and you'll see a button that you can click to add birthdays using a form online. include the birthday person's postal address, and we'll make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed United States governmental employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green, Katie Kears. I see Walter out there somewhere. Walter Cotta, there he is. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU-PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio, .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org. Is a group called the Hillbenders. And we're going to play Guess Who in just a moment or two. So get ready for that. Thank you for being along with us today. We're grateful for your company. The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's spacialaudio.com. We still have room in our summer camps, and we hope that you'll consider taking part in one. It's not too late. Now that school is out, or just about out, we have camps for middle and high school students that start the week of July 8th, July 22nd, and August 5th. No experience is necessary. They are held at our Youth Media Center. And teens will have chances to explore podcasting, audio journalism, and songwriting with professional mentors and equipment. Learn more, apply for scholarships, which are still available, and register at slbradio.org/summercamps2024. A little bit earlier, I mentioned Tony in Baden, and Tony just wrote he is in Fairfax Station, Virginia this weekend, visiting Michaela, who still lives in Fairfax Station, and I'm glad you got a chance to hear us wish you a happy birthday this morning. Michaela, I'm so glad you're listening, and thank you for that message just now. Well, now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time to play Guess Who, and this morning's Guess Who initials are TM. TM, that's T is in Trentham, and M as in Monroeville. TM. Those are not hints. Those are just ways to make sure that you heard the letters correctly. TM. We have one person in mind with those initials. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious. Somebody whose name is known by just about everybody, maybe somebody more obscure, somebody from the world of film, music, literature, history. No matter who it is, we do think it's a name that's well known enough to be a Guess Who name. And it's now up to you to play Guess Who. See if you can help narrow down the TM that we have in mind. You can guess by phone, by text. It's all up to you. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. You can guess as many times as you would like to, and we'll keep you posted regarding how others are guessing as we play. 412-200-5975. Let the guessing begin. I'll start to let you know, and I'll help you narrow it down by giving you some of the incorrect answers. I see Nick in New York City has already sent some guesses. Also, Mike and Mars. And we'll share their guesses with you in just a moment. Mike and Mars gets us started with a guess of Tom Mix, not Tom Mix. Tim Matheson from Nick in New York City. Was he the guy on Wings, I think? I'm looking. He's an actor. He played Otter in Animal House. So I'm thinking of a different actor. At least I knew he was an actor. I don't always get that part right. Here's another guess of Tom Mix from Jim in Blackridge. Carrie in Oil City. Great guess. Toni Morrison. It's not Toni Morrison. Tom Morello, guessed by Stephen in Slippery Rock. Good morning to you. Tom Morello is with Rage Against the Machine. What a great addition to our guesses this morning. It's not Tom Morello. Thank you, Stephen, for your guess. Nick in New York City guesses Toni Morrison. Not Toni Morrison, but a good guess. Jim in Blackridge has legendary jazz disc jockey, the late, great Tony Mowad. Mike and Mars has Tracy Morgan, the comedian, not him. Nick and Mars has the correct answer. One of the four you just guessed is correct, Nick. The other ones you guessed are not correct, but great guesses. Tommy Maddox, Tim McInerney, and Terry Malloy, but you do have the correct answer, and you're the first one to get it. Well done. John in Economy Borough also has the correct answer, as well as Tim Meadows, Tracy Morgan, and Toni Morrison. Jim in Crafton Heights has Ted Mack, and a one-time UK Prime Minister, Theresa May. Nick, New York City, adds Thomas Mitchell. Irish-American actor who played Gerald O'Hara in Gone with the Wind. 412-200-5975. TM are this morning's guesses. Toby Maguire, just guessed by Stephen in Slippery Rock. Not Toby Maguire, but a good guess. Thank you, Russ. Tim Daly is the actor I was thinking of instead of Tim Matheson. For the television program Wings. You saved me the trouble of looking that one up a little bit later. Thomas Merton, great guess. Not Thomas Merton. Also a guess of Tim McGraw coming in from Russ. Ted Mack from Nick in New York City. And here right now is Patrick of Stanton Heights. Patrick of Stanton Heights has Tim Matheson, Tobey Maguire, Thurgood Marshall, very good, The Correct Answer, and Ted McGinley. Tom in McCandless has Thomas Moore, Thomas Mann, Thomas Morton, Thomas Merton, Thurgood Marshall, and one I need to look up, which is Thomas Robert Malthus, a British economist. It was in favor of population limits, according to the quick biography I just looked at. Kathy Antionesta is listening, and I suspect Jack is tuned in as well. Tim McGraw was her guest. Jim in Crafton Heights has Thomas Merton and Thomas Mann. Tim McGraw from the other Susan. Well, it's not Tim McGraw, but thank you, Susan. Gail in Stanton Heights has Thurgood Marshall, Toni Morrison, Thomas Moore, Tobey Maguire, and Tracy Morgan. Jim in Crafton Heights, you just got it correct, complete with the exclamation mark you added after your guess. Bill, good morning. Good to hear from you as always. Bill A. with a guess of Tim McGraw. Nick in New York City has Thurgood Marshall, and Harry in Pittsburgh, good morning, Harry, has Thomas Moore. A lot of guesses keep coming in. Nick in New York City has has Troy McClure, the Simpsons character, one of the many voiced by the great Tim Hartman. Nick also has Troy Maxson. Very good guess. I would never have figured that one out. Troy Maxson. Anybody know? Do you know who Troy Maxson is? That's almost another question. If you know who Troy Maxson is, Maxson, why don't you call us or text us? I would be curious if you know who that is. Troy Maxson. Nick, thank you for guessing that. I never would have guessed him. Linda has a guess of Terry Moore and Tug McGraw. Bruce guessed his brother Todd. It's not his brother Todd, but a good guess. And looky here, Pete Jordan is in Stuart, Florida. Pete, nice to hear from you. Taj Mahal, his guess. That's a great guess, but it's not him. And Dave in Pittsburgh has a guess of one-time Pittsburgh Mayor Tom Murphy. So many guesses continuing to come in. John and Addie in East Deer just got it. We haven't given any hints other than the incorrect answers. Gail has Taj Mowry, Tia Mowry, the correct answer, and Tom McGrath. And Bruce knew who Troy Maxson is. He is one of the characters in August Wilson's Fences. I would not have known that. So that's a great guess. Not that you wouldn't know that because I didn't know that, but I would not have known that. We'll give you another moment or two, Jim, in Crafton Heights. mentions Sleep at the Wheel. And their association occasionally with the correct answer. And the person we were looking for will give you the answer in just a moment. Born October 10th, 1917. Died February 17th, 1982. And this is one of his compositions. If you were thinking Thelonious Monk, you are correct, Thelonious Monk. Jim and Blackridge just came up with the correct answer before I gave it away. Harry has a guess of Ted Marchabrota. NFL player. He was a quarterback with the Steelers. Way back when. That's not one I would have recognized. Thank you, Harry. That's a great guess. Kathy and Jack also had Tracy Morgan. Teresa Merritt from Nick in New York City. An actor who was in That's My Mama, The Wiz, and Billy Madison, among other productions. Gail in Stanton Heights, John and Addie in East Deer, Jim in Crafton Heights, Patrick of Stanton Heights, John in Economy Borough, Nick in Mars, all getting the correct answer to today's Guess Who, Thelonious Monk, who you hear playing now. Bill in Homer City called with a great guess and one nobody thought of. Timmy Martin. Do you know who Timmy Martin is? He's the boy in Lassie. Timmy, you know, who it seemed like was falling down the well in every episode. Sometimes Guess Who moves along so quickly, I forget that people are playing on Facebook too. Rob has a guess of Tim Matheson, Rich guessed Tobey Maguire. Rob also thought of Terrence Malick. Margaret came up with Thelonious Monk, the correct answer. Rob, here's one nobody guessed. Rob guessed Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, but he also guessed Tom McCann. Tom McCann, I think, would represent the Machine, and Tom Morello otherwise. Good morning also to Julie McGinnis, who identified our Afterthoughts puzzle earlier. Thelonious Monk is who we were looking for this morning. Congratulations if you came up with him. Next, we have Fats Waller by request. Cal just had a guess of Toni Morrison.
To the store, but what my mommy sent me for, I really can't remember. I think it was the grocery. Let me see. Oh gee, oh gosh, oh gee. I don't remember. I've forgotten what she needed for the pantry shelf. All I know is that she said to keep a nickel for myself, and I got that. But mommy sent me to the store. But what my mommy sent me for, I really can't remember. Can you boys help me out?
Did she send you out for pie?
No, you know she didn't ask for pie.
Did she want a loaf of rye?
You know my mama didn't like no liquid. No! Oh, what was I supposed to buy? Oh, I really can't remember. My memory is so unreliable. Mercy.
That's Fats Waller at the Saturday Light Brigade. And congratulations again if you came up with Thelonious Monk. And again, I wish that I could reply. Rick and I just can't reply. We try to all of the guesses that came in as we played Guess Who, but I hope you heard us at least mention your name on the radio. And I'm looking just to double check. There are no replies that we missed. Now, coming up, given how active Guess Who was, I thought we would play the game Two Truths and a Tall Tale. Now, do you know how to play Two Truths and a Tall Tale? Well, basically, we want you to call us and tell us three things about yourself, three things about you, two that are real, and one that is made up. And it will be up to me to see if I can figure out the one that is made up, the one that's the tall tale. And if I'm right, woohoo. If I'm wrong, which is usually the case, we'll get you to tell us, reveal which are true and which are false. It's just that easy. Lines often get busy, so I hope you'll call right now. It won't be a long wait. 412-200-5975 as we get ready to play Two Truths and a Tall Tale. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Just turn on the radio, we don't want to miss the show. Coming clear from Chicago, a mighty long ways away. We've been working hard till now, we behind a mule and plow. Chasing chickens, milking cows, and planning our escape.
In our back porch rocking chairs as WLS fills the air. Songs of faith, adventure, and romance. Chicago Mondays.
Gene Autry and his western wear. Lou LaBelle and Scotty are quite a pair. Monroe Brothers, former Spur, and Spin the Pretty Girls. Red Foley and Brad Kincaid, a banjo picking Lily May. Patsy Montana steals the stage, yodeling for the world.
They say the line winds and snakes down Wabash and back up base. Have to get your tickets in advance. Chicago Barn Dance.
Tuning in to keep our hearts from crying. We're taking this show on the road. Evening papers told us so. All proceeds to the USO bring rubber and scrap iron.
Friends and neighbors gather round. Let's get this old truck loaded down. We'll do our bit to help the best we can.
Finally our way is clear to see the music that we hear. Today's the day we're gonna get our chance. Well, the place is packed and every seat, happy faces, patent feet. The band drives a hillbilly beat, there's magic in their hands.
Chicago Barn Dance at the Saturday Light Brigade from the group Special Consensus. Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org. We have a project in the Hill District that we hope you will consider being part of. We will be collecting oral histories from women who live, work, or were raised in the Hill District. We'll do so all summer long. And if you're between the ages of 11 and 18, you can help us collect those oral histories. No experience is needed. We'll train you, and you can earn a stipend of up to $200. Learn more at oralhistory.slbradio.org. We're going to play Two Truths and a Tall Tale coming up, and the way to play is you're going to want to call us and tell us three things about you, two that are true and one that is made up, and see if I can spot the one that's made up. We'll do that in just a moment. 412-200-5975.
My name is Grace Betancourt Jones. I'm from Venezuela. I was born in Caracas, and I have five kids, married to a wonderful husband. I'm also a jewelry designer, and I make Latin American food every day for my coffee shop, just to give a small slice of our culture to the Pittsburgh community. The name of our coffee shop is Tuyo Café. We opened the cafe in 2019. Our slogan is a place for you and I to meet. That's one of our slogans. And the other slogan is Juntos, which means together. So we wanted a place to have family and friends and neighbors and everyone to come and meet, to come and gather, to come and have a piece of Latin American food with their coffee. And on top of that, having a Peruvian cup of coffee. One of the reasons we chose Tuyo Café, chose the name, and why a coffee shop with Latin American food, we wanted to make food and coffee at the same time so people can sit down and have a small bite and share the culture, coffees from all over Latin American countries, and food from Latin American countries, not only Venezuela. It was also chosen because my kids left Pittsburgh. They all, one is in New York, the other one is in Miami. So the fact that they moved away and the fact that we wanted to gather all the time, making time to gather, making time for family, that's when the concept came about, really and truly. I grew up in a large family. My dad is from India, so we certainly had a lot of spices that my mom incorporated. It was always my two sisters, my mom, that would alternate in the cooking, and I was always watching. I was a little bit intimidated on the cooking because I tend to be too particular, too perfectionist. That's the artist part in me, very detail-oriented. So I always wanted to watch what they were doing. So I didn't start cooking until I had my own kids. I started reminiscing what my mom and my sisters cooking and what ingredients they use. Because I also have a visual memory. So I would remember, oh, they used so-and-so dish, or never a recipe. My mom never kept a recipe book. She just did everything. And to this day, she's 83 now. And every time she comes and visits, I write because I have some of her recipes. I use it at the cafe, and I have to write them because she's like, I don't remember. And then when she comes back the next following time, she's like, oh, I remember. Okay, you add so-and-so to the, you know, whatever dish. I had a question several months ago. Most Latin American countries, we use comino, cumin. So that's certainly one that is in most of my recipes. And cilantro, that's another item that is in a lot of my recipes too. Comino and cilantro. You need those too. We just incorporated plátano, plantain. It's from Panama. Plátano pie from Panama. And it has some feta cheese on top of it. And it's baked in the oven. So it's good. My mom always said, when there is food for one, there is food for all of us. And I grew up in a house full of people all the time, and friends and neighbors coming to eat arepas and empanadas and arroz con pollo, rice and chicken. So I treat my customers the same way as I grew up. And they tell me, they feel it. And it's easy because here everybody's welcoming, so it's easy to treat people like that. And yes, in Glen Chart as well. Very supportive, very open to try new things. I cut up pieces of a new recipe and I let them try it to see if they like it first before I put it for sure in that menu. Because one thing is that I like it, and another is that if you like it. Tu y Yo Café is located in Glenshaw, and the address is 3447 Hearts Run Road. A good way to find us is we are in the middle of the light of Saxenburg and Hearts Run Road. So once you find that light, you can see us. Our website is tuyo.com. The doors are open at 7 in the morning, so you can come and have a fresh arepa every morning with scrambled eggs for breakfast. Close at 7 p.m., so you can have dinner on the go, pick up empanadas, and we're open 7 days a week.
Well, it is just about time now, finally, to play Two Truths and a Tall Tale. This is the game where you tell us three things about yourself, two real and one made up.
Reaching out to our secret listeners, secretly bringing them a warning over the secret air into their secret ears.
Where am I?
And if I'm right, you'll get a chance to hear the correct answer. And if I happen to be wrong, I said, if I happen to be wrong, there's my buzzer, and if I'm correct, I get rewarded with the sound that for years has been the sound of being correct. There it is. And Jim in Blackridge is going to get us started. He will show you exactly how this game is played. Two truths and a tall tale. Jim, good morning. Thank you for holding on.
No problem.
I am.
Thank you.
I'm very curious to hear what your clues are going to be.
Well, they're all from the 1960s.
From the 60s. Okay.
Okay. You ready?
I'm all set.
Okay. I stood in line to see a movie with Richard Boone.
With Richard Boone, you stood in line to see a movie. Now,
Richard Boone is Paladin.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Number two, I attended the sneak preview of the movie MASH with all of the actors.
Okay, that would be with Elliot Gould and Roger Bowen and all of those guys. Okay.
Okay. And number three, I met and talked with Don Ho when Tiny Bubbles was a hit.
Tiny Bubbles in the Wine. Boy, interesting. So these are all brushes with celebrities.
I tried to make it all similar things.
Yes, I like it. Now, Don Ho, well, if you were in Hawaii, I would think he'd be pretty accessible, and I could see you being in Hawaii, so I'm going to go with that one. I think is true. I think the MASH movie, going to see MASH, because that, I mean, those were pretty big stars at the time. So I'm going to go with MASH as the tall tale. I'm thinking that you did not go to MASH.
Well, you're incorrect.
Oh. So you did.
I showed up in Hawaii when Tiny Bubbles was a hit, but I never met Don Ho.
Wow. How did you manage to get a ticket to go see MASH at its opening? That's pretty amazing.
It was a sneak preview. After Vietnam and I came back, I ended up in the Bay Area in San Francisco. And I used to like to go to the USO because they always had tickets for everything. And this was a special thing where there wasn't even a ticket. It was a piece of paper that permitted two people in to see this sneak preview of a movie. And they wouldn't tell you what it was. And you were told that after it was over, that you would have to fill out a form and say how you felt about it. And also that all the actors would be there. And quite frankly, back then, I didn't know any of those people. And I was sitting in the row behind them.
That is amazing.
They're all big stars. I mean, you know, almost everybody knows all the names now.
Do you remember what you thought of the movie at the time?
Well, it was actually funny. When I say funny, it's... I grabbed two slips of paper, and I was at the time I was dating my wife, and I called her and asked her to bring a girlfriend for my buddy because I had, was able to get in for four people, and we were sitting there, and I looked over to my buddy, and I quietly said, "What if this is a movie that we don't want to be at with a date?" He says, "Oh my God, I never thought of that." And then the lights went down, and the helicopters came over the ridge, and I went, "Oh, my God, no, it's a war picture."
Oh, my.
And within 5 minutes, we were laughing so hard, we didn't care about our dates. I guess I shouldn't say that, huh? I've been married 54 years.
No, but, that at the time, that was a bit of a controversial picture, right? Because it... while about the Korean War, it certainly was made lampoon, but that isn't the right word, to call attention to injustices in the Vietnam War and some of the things that folks faced. And that movie would dredge up a lot of feelings and emotions, I think. As you watched it,
there was there's an anniversary copy or whatever of the movie. I think after 25 years or whatever, and one of the special things on there was discussing the sneak preview in San Francisco. Because the way I understood it, they were on a back lot filming the movie, and everybody left them alone. But there was a shakeup in the, up front, and they finally said, "Hey, you guys are back there, and you gotta do something." And so they had all these disconnected things, scenes that they did, and they connected them all. If you ever watched the movie with the pole with the speaker on it,
yes.
So every time one of those funny things would happen, and they would come up and, would say something funny over the loudspeaker. It was a neat experience. And then, of course, as time went on, and it became such a classic. And now most people don't even relate to it because they think of the TV show.
Yes, they don't. And a lot of people don't know that the theme song, Johnny Mandel's theme, which was, I don't think it was
painless,
ever sung.
Silence, painless.
Yeah, I don't think it was ever sung in the TV show. But it was sung in the movie about the dentist who was nicknamed Painless, and
right.
Suicide is Painless.
That was John Shuck.
Hmm.
Yeah. I remember from McMillan and Wife, and he was also Captain Hook with Kathy Rigby.
And I think... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Go ahead. I was
going to say, I think that Gary Berghoff is the only actor was in the movie and the TV show.
Yes. I wasn't even aware back then or even for years that he was he was Charlie Brown on Broadway.
I didn't know that. It makes perfect sense. Or if I knew, I forgot it. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I mean, there was just so many people. I mean, you look up that cast and your jaw will drop. You know.
It's a good movie. Elliot Gould is fantastic. I liked Roger Bowen's character in the movie too, and it's worth a look. It holds up quite well. Well, Jim, thank you as always. It's great to have you here.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that in many years I've done this. This is my third time, and you haven't got it right yet.
I'm glad somebody's keeping score. I'm not very good at it, but it's fun to play. Thanks, Jim.
Well, I've had enough interesting things happen to me that I have a very good shot at fooling you.
I believe you do.
Thanks.
Take care. Now you see how to do it. 412-200-5975. We have an open line and time for one or two more. Call. Tell me three things about you. Three things. Make sure two are real. One is made up. That's why we call it two truths and a tall tale. Mix them up. You don't want to go truth, truth, tall tale. And we'll see if I can figure out the one that is a tall tale. And as you heard, as quite often is the case, I failed with that one. 412-200-5975. Two truths and a tall tale. There's room for you. I'm trying to think of one I can give to you to work on while you're considering calling. 412-200-5975. How about this? I saw Holly Near. Oh, I will take this call before I give you this one. I see somebody's calling. I don't want to... I'll give you one as we get this call on the air. I saw Holly Near live and in person. I saw Mose Allison live and in person. And I saw Pete Seeger live and in person. So those are my three. I saw these people in concert. Holly Near, Mose Allison, Pete Seeger. One of those is a lie. That's kind of crafty because those are all people I like and all people I could have seen live and in person. So if you can figure out which one of those is the tall tale, let me know. 412-200-5975. There is time to play. Oh, how nice Sean is here from Oil City. Sean, good morning. It's I'm so glad to hear from you.
Good morning, Larry.
Are you driving in the trick, as they say?
I'm driving in to do a show at Kennywood today.
Oh, how nice. Sean...
doing a picnic at Kennywood.
Sean Miller is a fire eater and a sword swallower and a bed of nails liar. I hope it's okay that I'm revealing all these things. I hope those weren't any...
Well, I don't swallow swords. That would actually be a tall tale.
I thought you did. Now you.
No, I'm medically not allowed.
The conflating. Did you at one time ever?
No, I've swallowed balloons, but not swords.
Now, I can remember, well, I don't want to steal too much of your thunder, but the first time I met Sean in a parking lot on the South Side, and he was eating fire, and we still remained great friends, and I wasn't as scared, although I don't think I could do either of those things. I can't wait to hear what your contributions are going to be. So whenever you're ready.
Yeah. So I'm a fair to midland polyglot.
Now a poly...
I have been on polyglot.
Yes.
I have been on every continent on this planet. And I have been cast and crew on stage, radio, movies, and television.
Cast and crew on
cast and or crew,
okay.
on stage, on the radio, on TV, and in movies.
This is good. That one, I think, is right. The polyglot, for all the traveling and all the living you've done, I have to believe you know more than one language. And being on every continent, that would mean Antarctica. I'm going to go with the being on every continent as the tall tale.
Well, it's close to being the tall tale.
But it's not?
No, it is. I didn't get to step on Antarctica.
So you didn't step on it, but you were... Do tell.
When I was in the military, I was shipboard, and we were right beside Antarctica, but I wasn't able to get on land.
Oh, I forgot. It is the tall tale, but it's...
Not by much.
Not by much. Wow, I didn't think about that. What languages do you speak?
I speak, English, obviously. German, High German, two dialects of Swiss German. Passable in French, Italian, Spanish, Esperanto. Know a little bit of Russian. Not so much in my Arabic tongues. That's the ones I'd like to get, was Arabic and Mandarin. Or Cantonese, I don't care which.
And then your other story, the one I know you well enough to know that you've been active in entertainment on stage and behind the stage in all of those venues. I'm not at all surprised. The Antarctica thing is really, that's something I never would have thought you came that close. You got me with that one because it was kind of it was the truth that really is the tall tale. It is kind of a half truth or a half tall tale. I'm glad you're going to be out at Kennywood. Do you know whereabouts you'll be?
Yeah, I'll be in Pavilion 5 for a picnic.
So look for, even if you're not invited to the picnic, just lurk. look for Scott.
Yeah.
It's good to hear from you, man. Take it easy.
Yeah, and if I remember right, Gary Bergdorf was Linus in the original You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown cast.
That makes sense. I think you're right.
I know Snoopy. The actor who played Snoopy was a gentleman named Terry Short. And he actually went for Linus. And when he saw Gary, he went, yeah, no, that's Linus. I'm not getting that role.
Yeah, I see him as Charlie Brown in some productions. But I'll bet I clearly can't do a big research right now. But I can see him as... either of those parts, actually. Just a very pure. Here he is, his line. So he ended up playing several roles, it looks like, depending on the production.
But, yeah, but I believe in the original he was Linus because Terry wanted Linus and wound up being Snoopy.
Makes sense. Well, go ahead.
And Terry didn't realize he had been cast as Snoopy until they put him in costume and he looked in the mirror.
Makes sense. Sean, thanks. Good to talk to you, and keep in touch.
Will do, Larry.
So good to hear from Sean. Sean is an incredibly talented man, and I think I end up having to take the failure on that one, even though I got it. I sort of didn't get it. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Oh, mine. I did not see Holly Near in concert. I did see Pete Seeger. I did see Mose Allison. I would love to see Holly Near someday. She's the only one still living of those I just mentioned, but I have not seen her yet. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, MountainStreamsRadio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org.
Wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Who finds the money when you pay?